Boys have really performed. We've had a nice long weekend together, if I can say that. Well, one thing I've got to say is they've been fantastic for me. You know, yesterday we did some things different, and they certainly responded to that, and they look like a new group of players. And I've always said that. I've always said that the spirit that I've had here and what they do for me, I don't think many managers could say that they've had that in such bad times, and that's what I've held on to, and that's what I'll continue to build on.
So what are you saying? Is it the togetherness and the work ethic out there today that won you the 3 points?
Yeah, I mean, you look at Johan. I mean, I thought he was phenomenal today. You know, the work rate, the commitment to it. Will Evans, Sam Kluge, as you go through the team, Towner, Rob Purdy, I think you can go 8, 10, all of them, the ones who came on, 12 players who've been fantastic for me today. Plus, the ones who had been out on the limb a little bit have come in and they've really responded. People like Kenny Lunt, you know, he's been fantastic again for me today and yesterday.
You looked at the game and you said, well, fine, Hereford managed to close out the victory, which they haven't necessarily done so often this season. That must be another good positive factor for
them. Certainly, certainly. You know, I think someone said to me the other week, actually, I think it was Jamie, because he's a bit of a stato, said if we'd have finished games at 60 minutes, we'd have had another 14 more points in the last 8 games. So, you know, that's something that obviously I've told the players and they sort of stood back and thought, oh, right, OK. But we've certainly concentrated on that, and, you know, the big part is we've certainly seen the game out today.
How much do you put it down to the 5 men in midfield, giving you that extra security?
I think, you know, Will was fantastic today, but not just that. I think today, I've given them a little bit more freedom to not just get it forward quickly, giving them a little bit more freedom to just express themselves at the right times. And that's the key, is the right times. You can't do silly things in the wrong areas. And we're certainly getting to that point now where they understand that now. And I think there's a happy medium between what we were like early in the season and what we've been like in recent weeks.
Would you say the first 6 minutes after half-time was the best Hereford have played all season? Because for me, that was the first time I've seen you become expansive.
Must have been then, Keith, because you've got a good eye for it, mate. So, yeah. I think we certainly had some momentum after half-time. And we had a momentum for probably about 10, 15 minutes. And I agree with you. I thought that was probably the best we'd done. But certainly, being the home team, they had their moments. But we seemed to contain that as majority. And, you know, Bart's, I'm delighted for him because he's calm. And I've said to him, look, just carry on, keep coming, be positive. Be positive, because I know he's a good keeper. And, you know, he paid me back today for the faith that I put in him, because he did well today.
Talk about momentum a lot in football these days. You've got 2 away victories now, but Oxford, who are looking upwards rather than down, still looks a tough fixture on paper.
It certainly was, and it was last year, and we came away with a very good victory there, and without a doubt it's going to be a very tough game. No problem with that at all. And we need to go there and be resilient and work hard and do all the things and take the spirit that we have at this football club to places like Oxford and get something. And then we've got to start doing it at home, no doubt. And playing similar at home than we have been recently.
Finally, football is very much a mental game at times. Do you think this would give you a really psychological boost because you've beaten one of the teams in and around you?
But like I said to him, they did it to me last year. It was like a roller coaster. We'd win one and we'd draw or lose, and we'd win one and we'd draw and lose, and it's like a roller coaster. They've got to find consistency now. And like I keep going back to it, but the spirit that they have, and, you know, the influential players that we have in back playing now, certainly make a big difference to that. And, you know, I've been lucky to be able to draw on a fairly fully squad. But unfortunately, you know, Clisty's gone down with a groin strain and I'm going to miss him, and we certainly will miss him in coming weeks. But Sam Kloukas has come in and done ever so well, and he's put himself in the frame now.